Hi, I'm Aiden.
And I'm Don Carlo, and you're listening to Binge Watchers,
where we talk about everything TV.
Everything?
Everything. Tune in as we discuss a new show every episode.
And we'll decide if it's binge watchable.
This is Binge Watchers. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binge Watchers for our first episode of Season 2.
Season 2, we made it. We got renewed.
We did. We got renewed for a Season 2.
We're not canceled.
We are back, and we're better than ever. Me and DQ have really been looking forward to this. We're really excited to talk to you about all the shows we've been watching. I've watched a lot of television over the past few months.
I have watched a lot of television, too, this past like winter break, which we needed. It was a busy time last semester.
Oh yeah.
But now we are back better than ever. We have bigger things planned this year, hopefully. So I'm excited. How about you?
I am very excited. Me and DQ have been watching a lot of television. He's given me a list of television shows to watch. I've given him a list. I've watched a bunch of shows. If you remember in our season one, our last episode, we talked about our most anticipated shows. And we're going to do a few episodes on those. Yes, best shows of 2020.
Mm-hmm, best shows of 2020. This time, however, we are going to talk about our most anticipated shows of 2021. Which is going to be very, very exciting. Wait, before we get into that, what have you been watching over the break, Aiden?
Recently, my family re-binged watched Game of Thrones over the break.
Yeah. I don't know how you can do that.
It's such a good show. We were like, what would we do? We were like, we'll just watch. I picked like one of the better episodes at least one of my favorite Game of Thrones episodes. And then it's like, it's so good. Maybe I should just go back to the beginning. It won't take me that long just to watch a few episodes. And then a week later, I binge watched the whole series again, all 8 seasons.
It's so complicated. Like, I started it. It's just very complicated to me. Like, there's so many characters and so many plots going on. I don't know how I can handle that.
You have to watch it. Just start from the beginning. You'll understand everything. I promise you, TQ, it is one of the best television shows you've ever watched. Except for the last 2 seasons. But when we do an episode on it...
Except for the last 2 seasons.
When we do an episode on it, we'll talk about why I didn't like
season 7. I am in the middle of season 2, and I'm already, like, confused as fuck.
Oh, that's one of the best seasons, DQ! You have
to. I know,
Please, please keep watching it. Please keep watching it, DQ.
I will keep watching it. I will keep watching it, don't worry.
Okay, perfect. What other shows have you been watching, DQ?
Two seasons, this is so embarrassing, 2 seasons of Drag Race have premiered at the same time in January, and I've been loving it. I've been loving my life. RuPaul really treated the gays this year, so. If you know, you know.
You know what? I think RuPaul's Drag Race is definitely a show we have to do an episode on.
I think so, too. It's so good, Aiden. Even if you don't have to be part of the community in any way, shape, or form to enjoy Drag Race, because I know a lot of people that aren't. And they love the show.
Like, you know what?
It's so good.
Me and my family have watched a little preview of it last night. We were going through Netflix, and Miley Cyrus was one of the judges. It was funny. It was funny. Yeah, I'll give it a watch. You've given me a list of the best seasons to watch, and I promise you, I'll go and watch it.
Aiden, if you do, that episode's gonna be like an hour long or like 2 hours long.
Because, 2 hours long episode on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I can't stop talking about that. It's my favorite reality show. So.
Okay, then I'll make a pledge to go and watch the list of seasons you've given me for RuPaul's.
Yeah. I've also been watching the second season of Dickinson, and I know you have started the first season of Dickinson.
I have, DQ. It is quite a good show.
It is quite a good show. Yeah, so unique.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very good. I'm about 5 episodes into season 1, and it's a really good show. I think it just gets better,
to be honest.
Yeah, it gets better and better. I will say, surprise cameo from Wiz Khalifa. I was watching it with my family, and she goes into the carriage to go meet Death.
Death, yeah.
Yeah, and there's Wiz Khalifa just sitting right there.
Because if you don't know, the show Dickinson is about, it's like a reimagining of the life of famous poet Emily Dickinson, which, fun fact, Aiden had no idea about.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling a little embarrassed.
Is an English professor.
I know. I'm a little ashamed of the fact that I did not know who Emily Dickinson is. I guarantee you, I probably read some of her poetry in my dad's English class. But I just couldn't remember.
You read her poetry. I didn't even read her poetry before watching the show, yet I still knew about Emily Dickinson.
Okay, I get it, DQ. I'm an uncultured swine. You have to keep rubbing it in my face.
It's okay. I made you cultured, so don't worry.
You have. You've made me a very cultured person, and I very much appreciate that.
All right. I think that is enough. I think we shall start talking about our most anticipated shows of 2021.
Nice.
Keep in mind, this is all... Take all these, like, shows that we're anticipating coming out this year with a grain of salt, because due to COVID-19, lots of shows, productions, have been delayed. So, yeah. We don't know if these are coming out. Hopefully they are. A lot of these don't have set release dates because it's so unpredictable. So... Mm-hmm. But these are what we assume are going to come out this year. So we're just hoping. Let's hope Miss Rona does not destroy our lives again more than it already has by postponing these shows.
So. Here's hoping. Here's hoping, DQ.
Aiden, what is your first pick?
My most anticipated
show.
My first show for my most anticipated show of 2021 is absolutely season 3 of The Boys.
Yes!
We are going to do an episode on that show. The Boys right now is absolutely my favorite television show. It's awesome. It's just fantastic. And I'm so looking forward to season 3 and where they go with it. I've heard
it's
comments.
It's because you can't talk about it because of spoilers, right? Like,
yeah, I know. I can't.
Excited for.
I really want to talk about The Boys. But season 3 is coming out this year. And I'm so, so excited. Like, it's going to be so awesome. Seasons 1 and 2 are, like, some of the best television I've ever watched. It's like it's up there with Breaking Bad for me. And I'm really excited to see what the cast and crew do with season 3 and what kind of directions they take the story. So yeah, that's my number one most anticipated show for 2021. What's your number one anticipated show, DQ?
I actually don't have like a number one per se. I just have like a bunch of shows that I'm looking forward to. A lot of my shows that I'm looking forward to are actually new. So whereas Aiden's is like older shows where he's anticipating the next seasons, a lot of mine are new. So I don't know much about these shows, but my number one anticipated show of 2021, or the one I'm looking forward to a lot, is called The Underground Railroad. I know you haven't heard of that, Aiden.
I know. Not uncultured Aiden, not hearing about these shows.
Okay, bear with me here. So do you know the movie Moonlight that famously won the Oscar back in 2017-ish?
Yeah.
Around that time.
I remember that.
The director is one of my favorite directors of all time, and he has created, that movie Moonlight is one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. I love that movie, which you and everyone else needs to watch if you haven't yet.
Yeah.
And he's come out with one other movie since then called If Beale Street Could Talk, which is another, like, amazing movie. And his movies are all about, like, black culture and identity and love and relationships, and it's just, so good. And the Underground Railroad. Do you know the story of the Underground Railroad?
I do not. This is actually the first time I've ever heard of the movie.
Really? No, I meant how about like the real life story of the Underground Railroad?
No, I didn't even know it was based on a true story.
Really? The Underground Railroad is about African American slaves. You know how they escaped, or like they had to use like alternative methods to escape like their slave owners and stuff like that. So they had like this network called the Underground Railroad, where it's like secret tunnels and passages so that they can escape certain states or into certain free states or into Canada to be free. Hope I'm saying that right. You never heard of it? It's like a famous story.
I probably have heard of it, but it's just slipping my mind right now.
Yeah, secret routes and safe houses established in the U.S. or in Canada, which African-American slaves escaped into. And that's basically what the story's about. They made it into a book, which was one of the most acclaimed books of like 2017, 2018-ish. And Barry Jenkins is the director, and he picked it up and is doing a miniseries that's going to premiere on Amazon Prime this year.
Wow.
So it's just... like, he has made nothing but amazing movies. And although this is his first time in television, I'm so, so excited because, like, there's, like, previews and clips that are on YouTube on the Underground Railroad, and it's just, like, he has a distinct visual style that's so good. He has this distinct, like, directorial style that's so, like, hypnotic and so, like, gorgeous and beautiful. So, like, I'm excited. Like,
wow.
I'm very excited. And we need more Black stories on screen, so... Mm-hmm. And it's perfect! Oh my god, because this month is Black History Month.
Yeah.
So, we love it. We love repping these directors, these talented directors of color, so yeah.
Well, you know, I'll definitely have to give that show a watch when it comes out.
Yeah, hopefully it comes out this year. Please, let's hope so.
Yeah, let's hope.
Alright, how about you? What is your number two show that you're most anticipating?
My number two show, or a collection of shows, it's the Marvel television shows are my number two.
Yes!
Yeah. Right now, WandaVision is coming out, and I think we're going to do an episode on that as well.
We are going to do an episode on that. That is going to be amazing.
It is. Yeah. I have been watching it every week, every Friday. I am watching WandaVision, and it's just blowing me away each episode. It's so good, so nostalgia-driven. It's just such an awesome show.
Especially for Marvel, it's so unique because, like, if you haven't heard, WandaVision takes, like, a different route where it's set in, like, this old 1950s father knows best, leave it to Beaver type of comedy sitcom format. And it's just really weird because, like, I would never think that Marvel would do something this bold. But, like, I'm only two episodes in, unfortunately, but I heard that there's so many twists and turns, and I'm sure there's a lot going on in the story that we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
That even you don't know about yet.
I don't want to spoil anything, but if you've been keeping up with the show on episode 6, it's getting pretty intense. It's a very unsettling show. Like, there's always stuff in the episode that makes you think, like, rethink what's actually happening in the show. It's really good. Another show that I'm looking forward to is absolutely the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show coming out.
Yes, that's coming up next after WandaVision, I think. Yeah.
It's coming out sometime, I believe, in March. And it just looks absolutely fantastic. I'm a huge Marvel fan. I love all the movies. And I'm just really looking forward to how WandaVision turns out and what's going to happen in Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
And there's more. There's a lot more coming out. Disney last year, I think, announced on their Investor Day or whatever. Or like
bunch
a day
of stuff.
Where they just announced like a bunch of new content. Like if you don't have Disney Plus, unfortunately, this might be the time where you have to take out that credit card of yours and pay for Disney Plus, or find a way to get Disney Plus for free, or if you have like a friend or a family member or something. That's what I did. Anyways, because there's so much new content. They have like 10 Marvel shows coming out. They have 10 Star Wars shows coming out. I'm just like, wow.
It's pretty awesome.
They have money. They have money, definitely.
They do.
I'm also looking forward to Loki.
Loki. Loki show. That's Tom another show Hiddleston. I'm looking forward to.
Yes, I need to see my man up on screen.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, shows I'm just absolutely excited for. Like, they all look so good. Anyway, DQ, what's your next most anticipated show?
Oh my gosh, my next most anticipated show is also, like, a book-to-movie adaptation, which is also going to be very, very obscure. But it's called Station 11. And Station 11 is based on a book from 2011, I believe, 2014, written by this author named Emily St. John Mandel, who is a Canadian. She's a Canadian author. And this was a best-selling novel that it's kind of fitting that it's coming out, if it's going to come out this year, because it is about a pandemic.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, it's about a pandemic that basically wipes out a bunch, like, all of humanity, or not all, like, most of humanity. It's a post-apocalyptic, gritty novel about this, it starts off about this actor, this Shakespearean actor who dies, and then hours later, the world starts to crumble, and it follows this theater troupe, who perform different acts. It's really weird, like, they perform different acts, related to theater and related to Shakespeare for, like, the people that are left on this earth. And it's just, like, a story of, like, art and culture surviving throughout the pandemic, which, if that's not accurate today, I don't know what is.
Wow.
Right? Isn't it crazy?
That sounds pretty crazy. That's another show I'll have to get to watch when it comes out.
Yeah, and it is going to premiere on HBO Max. Oof. I hope, for those that are living in Canada, since most of our audience is in Canada, HBO Max, most of the shows that will be on that streaming platform will be available on Crave, or hopefully will be available on Crave TV, because if you have Crave TV, there's an HBO add-on that you can buy that has access to like HBO Max shows, because that's a new streaming service that Crave has partnered with. So hopefully we get to see it then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. And it's just, I read the book, actually. That's why I wanted to watch the show, because I read the book. The book is really, really good. And the show seems to be very, very accurate on like how art and imagination and love and relationships, how they thrive or survive during a pandemic, which I know a thing or two about, Aiden. So. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a really, really interesting show. So I'm excited. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. And the cast and crew looks amazing. So you have like Mackenzie Davis, who is from movies like Happiest Season and from the Black Mirror episode, San Junipero.
Mm.
She's really talented. Gail Garcia Bernal, who is a famous Mexican actor. And it's also created, it's going to be filmed and cinematography by Hiro Murai, who, if you don't know, Hiro Murai was one of the directors on Atlanta, who works with Donald Glover on the show Atlanta.
Wow.
And Atlanta is a really popular show, so.
Holy smokes.
This has a really great cast and crew, so I'm very, very excited.
Sounds really, really interesting.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And very accurate for this time, so like.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it comes out this year. If it comes out this year.
Yeah, here's hoping, right?
Mm-hmm. What is your next show, Aiden?
My next show is the season 2 of The Witcher.
Yes! Oh, I've been meaning to watch The Witcher.
That's another show we might do an episode on. Uh-huh. I have never played the... I know it's a video game. I've never played the video game. I have the book, though. The first book that the show is based on. It's called The Last Witch. Oh. Sorry, The Last Wish. And I've heard really good things about it. I gotta get around to reading it, though. I'm reading something else right now.
Is it connected to the video games, too? Are they all, like, connected?
I don't believe they're connected. I believe, actually, the show is an adaptation of the book. I believe both the video game and the TV show are actually just adapting the book. But I've heard they're pretty different, the video games and the book series. Or the video game and the TV series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he looks the same. I never played the games either, but the main character that Henry Cavill plays...
is pretty recognizable. Geralt of Rivia. Yeah, he's a very recognizable, very distinct person. And I thought season 1 was pretty good. I thought it was a little confusing, but I've heard that's how it is in the book. That it jumps around a little bit.
It's confusing? Oh my god, if I can't handle Game of Thrones, how can I handle The Witcher? Jesus.
You know, there's a lot less characters that you need to worry. Actually, there's still quite a few characters, but it's not as much as Game of Thrones, I find.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones has like 200 characters. Like, I don't know how
you... But there's, you have to remember them. They're all important, DQ.
I know, they're all important. That's, which is why it's annoying, because it's like, I
remember. DQ, you know, Game of Thrones was like one of the number one television shows when it's on. You have to watch it.
I know it is. That doesn't mean I won't like it, though.
Okay, all right. Anyway, back to The Witcher. The Witcher season 1... while a little confusing, I thought was really, really cool. I really enjoyed it. I binge watched it when it came out. I think it was Netflix's number one stream show for a while, so there's a demand for a season 2. Yeah,
well, but another show has topped that, if you didn't know.
Yeah, I know. We're going to do an episode on it.
It's going to be a show we...
Yes, we know. I'll talk about that in actually just a second. Yeah, The Witcher is just it's a really good show, and I'm really looking forward to season 2 and seeing where they go with it. And if you didn't know, the show that me and DQ were talking about was the show Bridgerton, which is now Netflix's number one show.
Now Netflix's number. and everyone loves it. Except
for
Aiden.
Except me.
Which we got in a very heated argument about that when we talked about it.
I guess it's a hot take. Okay, you know what? If you don't like Game of Thrones, then okay. Hot take there. There's so many people like Game of Thrones.
That's true.
I can't be the only person.
It's not like I didn't hate. It's not like I don't like Game of Thrones. I do like Game of Thrones. It's just, I'm just confused. And I haven't finished it. You watch all of Bridgerton. I don't know how you did not like it.
I did, because we're going to do an episode on it.
We are going to do an episode. Yeah, it's going to be a fun episode.
It is. It's going to be an episode I believe me and DQ may disagree on. I just wasn't the biggest fan of it. That's all I'll say. I just wasn't a big fan of the show. That's a teaser for a later episode. And anyway, DQ, what's your next most anticipated show?
My next Most anticipated show, I guess, is number 3. Oh, wow. Speaking of Bridgerton, Bridgerton is created by, this is important, Bridgerton is created by prolific showrunner giant Shonda Rhimes, who, if you don't know, created Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. You don't know Shonda Rhimes, Aiden?
I know the shows you're talking about, but I do not know Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes is the biggest showrunner in the world. She's a very prolific showrunner, or not prolific, but she's like a giant. Like, she used to run ABC, run Thursday nights. Like, Thursday nights, it would just be her shows back to back. And my next anticipated show is another Netflix series that she's coming out with, her next project after Bridgerton. It is called Inventing Anna. And I hope this, maybe you'll like this better. I don't know. It hasn't come out yet, but Inventing Anna is about this German, like, heiress or whatever, this rich socialite named Anna Delvey. And it's actually based on a true story. So Anna Delvey, she's crazy. She tricked New York's elite. Like, you know how New York has, like, these bougie, like, gossip girl, like, rich people? Mm-hmm. So she duped, like, a bunch of them and, like, became friends with a bunch of them and, like, stole a bunch of money, became rich, started living a lavish lifestyle that's all stolen from these people that she became friends with. I don't know how, but she went to prison for it, and she caught the internet by storm. She was in the New York Magazine or something like that, where someone made a huge journalistic piece on it. And Shonda took that story of, like, this woman who, like, stole a bunch of money from, like, New York's elite and, like, claimed it as her own and became rich off of that.
Wow.
And it's basically her story. And the main actress, you might know the main actress because it's Julia Gardner.
Wow,
from
really?
Ozark. Yeah, from Ozark, yeah.
Holy smokes, that's awesome.
And if you look online, they started filming back in October 2020 during the pandemic. And you can see in her lavish outfits and, like, there's a clip of her on YouTube, actually, of her acting while filming the show. And she is, like, amazing. Like, I could tell that it's going to be a performance to watch because she has the accent down. She has, like, the acting chops to really pull this off. And it's Shonda Rhimes. Come on, everyone. I hope someone in the audience, I'm sure a lot of people in the audience know who Shonda Rhimes is. So, like, yeah, it's her next big show after, because she has a deal with Netflix for $100 million. It was one of the biggest deals in Netflix history, her and Ryan Murphy. And she has, like, 12 projects coming out, and this is only her second one after Bridgerton. And this one she's actually writing and creating, whereas Bridgerton she just produced. But it's going to be, if Bridgerton is an indication of how big her shows are going to be, I think Inventing Anna has the chops to be just as big.
Hmm. Okay, that's another show I'll pay attention to.
Yeah, coming out on Netflix hopefully this year. So yeah.
Nice.
What is your next show, Aiden?
My next show is a show I think you and I both agree on. It's absolutely fantastic. It is season 3 of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I think it's season
4. Oh, season 4. Season 4 of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It is one of my favorite shows. Me and my mom watch it all the time when it was on.
We did an episode on it.
We did an episode on Mrs. Maisel. It is a wonderful show. It's a marvelous show, pun intended. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's an absolute joy to watch. I'm really, really looking forward to season 4. Season 3 ends on a cliffhanger.
Yes,
and that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to see where they go with the show, because it's one of my favorite shows. It's become probably one of... Yeah, no, it's definitely one of my favorite shows out there right now.
Yeah, it's so visually delicious and fun to watch. Like, it just has that quick pace, quick funny pace to it.
Yeah.
Rachel Brosnahan and Alex Borstein playing Midge and Susie, just, like, it's just iconic. And
wow.
Yeah, it's just, they're great. They're great. I want to see them on my screen again on Amazon Prime. Isn't it set to come out December 2021?
I believe, yeah, that's when it's slated to come out.
Yeah, so here's hoping, right? Here's hoping.
Yeah, here's hoping, like, COVID, like, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't screw anything else up, and we get season 4 of The Mrs. Maisel this year. But
yeah,
that's a show I'm really looking forward to.
I keep updating myself on that show because I think the showrunner has had trouble recently because it's such a big cast and crew
mm-hmm.
that it's, like, hard to do that during the pandemic because... even if you have, like, the safety protocols, it's hard to do those shows with so many people, and
Yeah, that's completely understandable. Like, it's scary right now.
Very scary.
Yeah, here's hoping it happens. Anyway, DQ, what is your next most anticipated show?
Yes, my number four anticipated show is called American Horror Stories.
I've heard of that show.
Yeah, so the show that you've heard of is American Horror Story, which has been going on for... It's created by Ryan Murphy, Brad Falchuk. Ryan Murphy, just like Shonda Rhimes, is one of the biggest... they're one of the top three or five biggest showrunners of all time. And he also has a deal with Netflix. But I think the show is still going to come out on FX. But the show you heard of is American Horror Story, which has been going on for 9 seasons. But American Horror Stories is a new anthology format. So, like, you know how American Horror Story, it's like a different story every season?
Yeah.
In American Horror Stories, it's going to be similar to Black Mirror, where it's going to be a different story every episode. Do you get it? So instead of a story stretching out for a whole season, it's going to be a story per episode.
I guarantee you someone is going to get confused by those titles and think that's a different show. Guarantee you, $10 that's going to happen.
Yeah, $10. Oh, that's actually true. They are way too similar. American Horror Story and American Horror Stories.
Hell, I just got it confused.
Yeah, so story is like S-T-O-R-Y, which is the original show, and the new show is S-T-O-R-I-E-S. I hope that wasn't too much English for you, but...
I know. Maybe it is too much English. I don't even know who Emily Dickinson is, so maybe it is too much.
Oh my gosh, you gotta brush up on your English.
I do gotta brush up on my English.
Ask your dad, like, what's the difference between story and stories? Like,
is it stories singular or stories plural? I don't even know. Like, what do I know?
Yeah, but it's spelled stories because it's different stories every episode instead of every season. But I love the original show. I'm still watching it. It's super stylish. Ryan Murphy is iconic. He has that distinct, like, campy B-movie style to his shows. And he has a dedicated cast and crew of, like, actors and directors and producers that he works with every season of American Horror Story. So in this new anthology series, he's gonna bring a lot of those people back, like Sarah Paulson, like Kathy Bates, hopefully, like, you know. And his whole team is just going to create more content, more spooky stories, hopefully in 2021, hopefully in October. So,
yeah. Well, that sounds cool.
I'm excited. And that show is so big, and that show is still going on, and it's renewed for up until season 13 still.
Wow,
and
holy smokes.
Who knows how long it's going to keep going. So this new anthology series is just him playing around with the format and, like, telling bite-sized stories, because I don't know if you know, but, like, his other shows, like Glee, like his Netflix shows, they go on, when they go on for, like, too long, he tends to run out of ideas, and he tends to not know what to do with, similar to, like, a Game of Thrones, where, like, they kind of mess it up at the end.
Yeah, they did mess it up at the end. I'm still upset about it.
Yeah, so that he does that with a lot of his shows, even American Horror Story, by the end of the season. So this will allow him to, like, tell singular stories per episode, because I think he's better at that than telling a whole season, so...
Ah, smart.
Yeah. I'm an aspiring showrunner. That's how I know all these names and these people and these creators.
Nice. Well, maybe one day, DQ, you're gonna become the next American Horror Stories. You'll do Canadian Horror Stories.
Canadian? No, I'm not doing that. I don't know if I have the rights to that.
There's a market for it, DQ. There's a market for it.
Are you sure?
Haunted moose? Ghost moose?
I don't want to steal his story. I don't want to steal his idea. Okay, what's your next anticipated show?
My next most anticipated show and my final one on my list is The Book of Boba Fett, the Star Wars show that is coming after The Mandalorian Season 2.
Yes, so me and DQ, I'm excited about that.
Are going to do a Mandalorian episode, but The Book of Boba Fett is Boba Fett's own television series, and I am super excited. Boba Fett's a really cool character. Without spoiling too much about the show, well, I guess now that it's The Book of Boba Fett. Yeah, Boba Fett's in Star Wars now, and he's getting his own show.
He was iconic back in, like, the...
Back in the original movies. Yeah, he was a huge character. Trilogy, yeah. Until Rise... You know, what's the movie called? Return of the Jedi happened, and then he fell into the Sarlacc pit.
He fell into the pit, and he then fell he into thought, the pit, essentially he, died.
But then, no, he doesn't die. He's alive.
He doesn't die. He's alive. They're making a show about him, right?
Yeah. So yeah, it's, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. He's a super cool character. The Mandalorians are really cool. The show makes him really, really cool. And Boba Fett's a pretty iconic character, so I'm glad he's coming back into the spotlight. Anyway, but that is it for our first episode of season 2. This has
been... We have a good mix of shows here.
We got a good mix of shows. A lot of these shows we're going to try and do episodes on. It's really good to be back. We know for everyone that this last while has been pretty hard. We're hoping that we can give you some joy in your day. And this has just been an awesome thing to do with your DQ. I've been having an absolute blast, and I'm really, really excited for season 2.
Yes, and I'm excited for our next episode, which we sort of hinted at.
Yeah, we did hint at it.
Changing up the format a little bit, so like it's not just going to be, maybe it's not just going to be one show.
No, it'll be a few shows per episode.
Maybe
a few,
maybe interconnected with each other, like hint, hint.
Yeah, it's we're going to do some experimenting this season to try and spice some things up. But me and DQ are really excited. Next episode, though, will be very, very interesting. Because I know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully, hopefully, we get to put this all on YouTube, too. That's another thing that we're supposed to do.
Yes, absolutely.
But life has been rough. So, it has not happened yet, but it will happen soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're going to try and start posting some of our recordings on YouTube so you all can see our faces and see what we're talking about.
And have little clips and stuff like that. Start up a YouTube channel. Let's just be creative together, guys. It's the year to be creative.
Absolutely. This is the time to start flexing your creative talents. We know that it's hard staying home. So try and find something that you love to do. And right now, me and DQ found this podcast, and we're having a ton of fun. Anyway. But
that is it.
Yeah, that's it for us. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.